USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15 by next week. That's according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. Pfizer in late March released preliminary results from a vaccine study of 2,260 U.S. volunteers aged 12 to 15, showing there were no cases of COVID-19 among the fully vaccinated adolescents. One man is dead after a tree fell in his car as a tornado touched down in Atlanta, Georgia area on Monday. Severe weather threatened more than 100 million people from the southern plains through the mid-Atlantic. Tuesday is expected to bring more severe weather to the southeast United States. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, on Monday requested additional information regarding potential conflicts of interest related to John Kerry, President Biden's special envoy for climate, and his previous involvement in finance and energy investing after he left government under President Obama. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
There was a shooting at CIA headquarters at Langley, Virginia on Monday. As you can imagine, information coming out of the CIA was very limited. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An armed intruder was shot Monday evening trying to drive through the front gate at the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by armed guards at the gates and then refused to move. After a standoff, the suspect exited his car with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized, though the extent of his injuries was not known.
Back in January of 1993, outside CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, a Pakistani national killed two CIA employees in their cars as they were waiting at a stoplight and wounded three others. The assailant was executed by lethal injection in 2002. Heads up! A 21 metric ton Chinese rocket is falling out of orbit and no one knows where it will land in the next few weeks. The projectile is 100 feet long and China has lost control. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The border crisis with the surge of people trying to get into the United States is a real threat to national security. Republican Texas Congressman August Pfluger tells Fox News this is not a partisan issue.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it just goes to the point that, look, this is not a partisan issue. This is a national security issue. This is an issue that's facing our country, and yet President Biden, Vice President Harris have done nothing. They haven't been to the border and visited to see what's going on. And, you know, these are Band-Aid fixes that really aren't addressing the heart of the issue, which is the fact that their policy is the reversal of the Trump policies because of their visceral hatred for those, you know, just that word, are causing the influx and just a massive surge of illegal immigrants to our southern border.
With 2,200 migrants apprehended a day just in the Rio Grande sector, Congressman Pfluger says his district is being seriously challenged.
Well, we're seeing exactly that, and it's actually affecting my district. You know, we're not on the border. We're about 100 miles removed at the closest point, but just on Friday we found 33 Guatemalans in a stash house in Midland, Texas. This is unacceptable, and it's the human trafficking. I've talked about it before. It's the coyotes, the cartels, the criminal activity that are moving the numbers that you just mentioned through our country. And look, I mean, right now it's hitting Texas really hard. It's hitting Arizona. It's hitting the border states. But guess what? It's coming to the rest of the United States, and we're going to see that activity in stash houses just like we see here.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pryor.